Okay, today is Friday, January 25th, 2010. I'm going to be calling this open session of the Pacifica National Board to order. It is now 8:34 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Richard Uzel, our secretary, will call the roll.
Yeah, but Madam Chair, did you say January 15th? It's January 15th, not the 5th.
I'm sorry, January 5th. It's now Friday, January 15th, 2010, and I'm calling the meeting to order. And Richard Uzel, our secretary, will call the roll.
Okay. Sherry Gindelman. Bonnie Simmons.
Here.
Drea Turner.
Here.
Joe Anzala.
Here.
Grace Aaron.
Kathy.
Okay. Sean O'Brien.
Here.
Leslie Radford.
I'm here.
Nico Ross.
Here.
George Ryder. Sandra Rowland.
Here.
Wendy Schrell. Susan Young.
Here.
All right, George.
George.
Oh, oh.
And Nia Bediaco.
Present.
Carolyn Burton.
Here.
Kathy Davis.
Here.
Jamie Ross.
Here.
Jim Brown. Lucy Bird. King. Who said King? Billy Ray Edwards?
Here.
David Beaton? Somebody's in Willy Wonka's chocolate factory or something. David Beaton? Fia Wangaza?
Here.
Hey. Madam Chair, you have a quorum.
Thank you, Richard. Okay. Sean, are you willing to be our timekeeper tonight?
You betcha, and just tell me where we're taking off from this point, and I'm happy to do it.
Okay. The first thing on the agenda is agenda approval. Actually, we don't need to approve the agenda because it's a continuation meeting. Richard did send out some minutes. We did not go over minutes in the last in the first part of this meeting on Sunday. So let's see. We have two sets of minutes. One for September 25th, and the other for October 4th. I don't know if you all have had a chance to look over these minutes. But hopefully you have. Somebody can either correct them or make a motion to adopt the minutes as they are.
So moved.
Okay, so this would be for the minutes for September 25th, 2009. This is where the arbitration agreements were passed. Okay. Is there a second to accept the minutes as they were sent to us?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to adopting this set of minutes, September 25th, 2008? Hearing none, these minutes are accepted by this board. The next set of minutes is for October 4th, 2009, and is there anybody who would like to make any adjustments to this set of minutes? And this is the set of minutes where the arbitration agreements were made a prerequisite for all management hires. and there was something about recall procedures as well. And anyway, I would entertain a motion to approve this set of minutes as it was sent to us.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Is there a second? Okay.
Second.
Is there any objection to approving the minutes?
I'm abstaining. I don't think I was at that meeting.
Okay. Richard, can you note that? That Sherry is abstaining?
What date was that, Madam Chair?
October 4th, 2009.
Oh, I was not at that meeting either. This is Bonnie.
Okay. So we have two abstentions, Richard.
Okay.
Otherwise, there are no objections, I take it? All right. This set of minutes is therefore approved. The next thing on the agenda is the continuing consideration of the following motion proposed by Arlene Engelhardt, our executive director, in consultation with Pacifica Council Ricardo DeAnda and LaVarne Williams, CFO, and put forward as a motion and seconded by two PNB directors. I'll just read it so people who are listening on the stream can know what we're talking about.
Madam Chair, and that's 30 minutes on this.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
The Pacifica Foundation Revenue Control and Accountability, Pacifica National Board Proposal. All states and other revenue, including restricted, lockbox, PayPal, unrestricted support, capital, and other sources, shall be deposited in the National Office Bank account. By the first day of the month, National will transfer the monthly budget allocation for each of the five stations and the archives into their operating account. The National Office will make arrangements with each station and the archives to establish a contingency fund to handle unexpected expenses. And that is the totality of the motion as it is stated on the agenda. We'll open up discussion. Who would like to be on the stack?
Madam Chair, Bonnie
would like to be on the stack. Kathy would like to be on the stack.
Exactly. I have
George,
Bonnie
please.
And Kathy. And was that Luzette?
Yes.
George.
Okay.
Leslie.
Bonnie?
Mia.
Okay. All right.
I am not sure where I sit on this motion yet. However, having read the synopsis of how it is expected to work, perhaps it would... Oh, wait. It says into their operating account. My understanding is each station will have a separate account?
Yes.
And I would like to have the wording of the motion reflect that.
Okay, so do you want to give a particular...
Yeah, that all station and other revenue, including restricted lockbox, PayPal, unrestricted support, capital, and other sources shall be deposited in a separate account. Somebody help me if I'm not wording this properly. In a
station revenue accounts.
A separate account for each radio station, for each unit.
Okay.
And I also have one other question.
And can I
would it actually be two accounts for each radio
right,
station?
It would be two accounts, a minimum of two accounts for each station.
Right, because there has to be an...
It'd be a revenue account, an operating account, and then any restricted accounts, which could be more than one.
Great. Maybe, Arlene, if you can help with the wording. I would just like to memorialize that it would be individual accounts for each radio station.
Okay, where it says, how would the system work, the very first sentence says... That the National Office would create six station revenue accounts, one for each of the five stations and one for the archives. Perhaps we should add a sentence there. They will also create six operating accounts.
Yeah, I just think it has to be in the motion.
Yep.
Okay, Arlene, I think you might be talking about the other proposal that fleshes this out a little bit more.
Right.
Do we want to take a look at this motion as it stands alone, or do we want to take a look at the longer version.
I'd like to suggest that we replace what's there with the longer version. It's much more specific, and it'll save us a lot of time.
Okay. So,
I agree with that.
All right. So let's get a hold of the longer version. When did you send it out, Arlene?
Let's see, yesterday.
January 14th at 2:38 p.m. Pacific.
It's called Fiscal Accountability if you're looking for it.
Okay. All right, revise document
I just
with attachment? No.
I just sent it to you guys.
Is it revised fiscal accountability? Okay.
With
so now,
attachment.
Arlene, would you like to read it aloud for our listeners who might
sure.
be listening in?
And I did make one small change today at the suggestion of someone at the meeting last night. I changed the IEs to EGs. Okay?
Okay.
The national office would create 6 station revenue accounts, one for each of the 5 stations and one for the archives in the cities where they are located. Both the national office and designated station personnel could monitor their respective accounts. E.g., WBAI and National Office could monitor the WBAI revenue account, the Archives and National Office could monitor the Archives revenue account, etc. Only the National Office could transfer funds out of these revenue accounts. And then there are some bullet points. All revenues received by the station would be deposited in the revenue account. On the first of each month, the National Office would transfer the budgeted funds for each station to the station operating account, excluding payroll expenses. Stations would have total control of their operating account. Payroll expenses for each station would be transferred to the National Office payroll account. National Office issues all payroll checks. Central services allocation for each station would be transferred to the National Office account. Restricted funds would be transferred to the station's restricted accounts. Restricted accounts would belong to the respective stations, e.g., KPFA Restricted Account Heath Fund, WPFW Restricted Account Dr. Leonard Fund, etc. The National Office would control the restricted accounts. Any exception to the above would require the approval of the NFC and or the PNB. This system will provide fiscal accountability in the areas of 1, collection, 2, deposits, and 3, expenditures. All funds collected will be deposited in the station revenue account. This includes checks, credit card contributions, PayPal, lockbox, federal, and other grant income. I will institute a study to determine that we are using the most expeditious means of collection. Deposits will be monitored and reconciled by the National Office. Expenditures will be limited to the monthly deposit to the operating account. This will ensure that each station operates within its budget. In order to be accountable to the board, the National Office has to control the purse strings. There will be a contingency amount in each station operating account to allow for emergency and unexpected expenses. The station will have to account for these contingency funds before they will be replenished.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions about this longer form?
Kathy, on the stack, please.
Yeah. Okay,
Grace,
we'll go
Bonnie, back. You can put me back at the bottom. I have a couple more questions.
And just keep me
so
on the stack. This is George.
Yeah, we'll continue with the stack then. Kathy?
Yes, I have a few questions. In terms of the Pacifica account that would be with the National Office, will each station's income be maintained in separate accounts?
Yes, in their city.
Okay.
I'm not clear then. You're saying that all of the money, all of the lockboxes, all of the income goes to Pacifica.
It goes into the. It would be either the KPFA or the WBAI or whatever station or the archives. Revenue account. And all of the money would go into that.
Right.
And both the local, you know, business manager, GM, whoever the GM designates, and the national office could monitor that account. The national office would reconcile it and write the checks from that account or make the transfers.
Okay. I have another question. In terms of you're saying that you would be transferring whatever is in the budget to the station that they would have access to.
Right.
So in the case of WBAI, for instance, we have a situation where we have to pay more than a month's rent. We might have to pay more than a month's rent, or we have to, you know, order premiums, or we have to function. So I'm wanting to know what power the GM has to be able to...
The GM has total power to write checks from that account.
That's not my question.
Okay.
My question is, how is the national office going to determine what the station needs? So if our budgeted rent is whatever it is, $80,000, and we owe $160,000, does that mean that the station would not have access to the money to pay whatever the bills are?
No. It means that we would be working with the station on, you know, determining the needs for a given month, probably 3 months in advance. And so long as we're dealing, you know, within the annual budgeted items, we don't have any problems. You know, the station knows which months they need what.
Okay, so then I think that this document would need to reflect that the station has to be able to function.
And I
would like to see some assurance that the station money is not going to be taken and used at will of the national office.
No. And the other thing, and you know, something could be added to that effect, but the other part that we were discussing in the finance committee, the way I see it, envision it at least at this point, we're issuing the total payroll. So the very, you know, first thing that would be coming out of each account would be the payroll for that month, going into the payroll account.
Mm-hmm.
The second priority would be those things that the station has to have to operate, and hopefully it would be everything that was within their budget. And and probably at a third level, although sometimes the central services, you know, has to at least come in for part of that at some point. And so, you know, one would have to be looking at that combination of the second and third things. But obviously, payroll is our very first priority each month, payroll and benefits.
I understand that. I understand what you're saying. But in New York, the situation is such that if we don't pay the transmitter bills, payroll is kind of moot.
Of course.
I mean, I'm not saying that we don't pay the payroll, but there also the transmitter bills have to be paid.
Of course. Well, that's those things that have to
Arlene,
be paid.
Arlene, can I try to answer this question?
Sure.
This is Ricardo. Kathy, the money that the station raises will go into the station's account. It's revenue account. And it is the station's money. It will have its budgeted funds to work with in its operating account. If there's any extraordinary expenses, and the station has money in its revenue account, it's a simple matter of going to the National Finance Committee and saying we need an extra $80,000 because of this extraordinary rent payment or other expense, and you can go into that account and spend it, as opposed to just what's happening now, which is the station manager writes a check because it needs to be done and there's money in the bank, and the information may not get back to the National Finance Committee. But it will be done, and it can be done, even in emergency situations where the executive director would have authority to authorize the use of the funds. The only time there may be a problem is when the station doesn't have the funds in its operating, I mean in its revenue accounts, because it hasn't raised those funds.
Well, see, therein lies part of the dilemma that I see. You know, I understand how important it is to pay whatever is owed to the national office through central services. I get that. But if we're going to end up falling, not being able to pay the other essential expenses, my concern is that the station and the station manager is not going to be able to determine the real priorities. I don't see in this any indication that the station management is going to have any power to determine what needs to be taken care of at their station. So that really concerns me, and I just don't see it there. The station manager is completely left out of this document.
Well, no, because the station manager is the one that's going to be asking for the money if there's anything beyond the budget.
Yeah.
And the station manager will also be writing the checks from the account. So in that sense, they will be determining which things they choose to pay first.
That's as to the regular monthly operating account funds that are deposited. I think what Kathy's concerned about is there enough flexibility for the station managers to pay for other expenses that may crop up? And what I'm suggesting is that absolutely, but the only difference is that
other expenses
they
that
have to go to the NFC.
Okay, we get your point, Kathy. Let's move on to the next person on the stack, who is Luzette.
Okay, I believe I voted for this motion when we at the National Finance Committee. But the more I read this thing and the more I listen to the debate, especially the answers to the questions that Kathy raised, the more reservations I have, particularly when our own treasurer, Bruce Wolf, wrote an email, and I think I forwarded it to the PNB. Now, to me, right now, there is no question that the national office already have control over our money. And a good example of this is the same gala that I've been talking about for God knows how long. When that $265,000 was spent, we at local level knew nothing about it. I understand it was just a CFO going out, doing his shopping, and pushing the check under the GM's nose for him to sign. So that's a given that the national office already have control. What we should be wary of, though, is that we are taking examples of one or two stations to punish all the others. And I think Bruce made a very good for us to look at this thing more carefully and devise a system whereby only those stations that fail guidelines set by the national office would be penalized. According to Bruce, this proposal technically is putting all of us in trusteeship, which is not appropriate for some stations. And I think when Bruce compared our structure to that of the union, he's a trade unionist, he said that the unions were left more or less to their own devices. They had autonomy to spend, but if they were to fall foul of record keeping or not follow the procedures set by national office, then they would be taken over. And I think that is what we should be doing more than taking, because no matter what, we at local level should know more than national what we need. already we come up with budgets that the National Finance Committee and the PNB have to decide upon. And regularly you're asking us how we spend that money. The case that is before us that brought this about is very simple. It doesn't even address accounting principles 101. It's simply somebody did not give evidence of the claim that a check was deposited. All they had to do is send the bank statement. And the management letter, whatever the thing is called, I do not believe that this document addresses fully what the auditors say that we should be dealing with. And until that is pointed out, I believe that we should shelve this document and let the incoming PNB deal with it based on, and I would propose they look at what the PFW treasurer is talking about. Punish only those stations that are not following procedures. And I move that we shelve this document.
Second.
Okay. Just let me clarify this. You mean table it, I guess. Or postpone
maybe
it?
Maybe postpone it. Not
postpone
table, postpone.
To
yes.
The in-person thing,
yes.
Washington,
yes.
D.C.?
Yes.
Okay. And there's a second to that?
Second. Yes.
Okay. So we have a motion to postpone and a second. We can have discussion on this motion. We have George and Nia on the stack. Would you like to use
I'd like to speak to it. I don't want to postpone it at this point because I think we need to have more discussion to clarify what the implications of this would be. So I believe it's premature. So I'm sort of speaking against postponing for the moment, but in any case.
Okay.
Hillary on the stack.
All right. So Nia is next on the stack.
Okay. I agree with both of what Lizette and Kathy have said sooner. The issue with, I do understand that Arlene needs to do something. There was a mistake made. I am clear about that. But I don't see how this particular proposal could have prevented that mistake. What, in my opinion, what we need to do is the policies and procedures manual. First of all, this proposal is in direct contradiction to the policies and procedures manual. Some parts of it, not all of it. What we need to do is to take the two, compare them, and that's why I agree with Lizette about postponing them, because I don't see how this proposal would prevent those mistakes. What we need to do is to execute what's in the policies and procedures manual and hold people accountable for doing what they're supposed to be doing. It is not, I don't think it would be fair for anybody to right now say that, you know, Arlene should do something right away and hold her accountable if nothing isn't done. You know, haste makes waste. And we need to really think this through and like I said, bring this into compliance with the policies and procedures manual. We can always change the policies and procedures manual, but to at least compare the two, because to take away, you know, quote-unquote power, I really don't like that word, from the stations, they're being shunned, like I wrote in what I said earlier. That's anathema. You can't shun them. Could I finish, Billy Ray?
Yeah, please. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's anathema. You can't let people feel disrespected and shunned. So let's have, maybe we need a task force or a work group to work on this. And this really, you know, Arlene is the ED. She's new, but I don't think that she should feel so pressured. Or I'm just saying, I don't know if she is. I can't say she is. She seems like the kind of person that wants to get things done, and I really admire that in her. But I think, like I said earlier, haste makes waste. Let's take our time and do this properly.
Jim to the Ray stack.
On the stack.
Jim Brown to the stack.
Susan Young to the stack.
She's gone. Grace? Grace?
Grace, if you're looking for me, Nancy, here.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I'm talking and I'm on mute. All
oh,
right,
Grace,
so,
Grace, can you add Jamie to the stack?
Yeah. So the next person on that, we have Billy Ray, Jim, Susan, and Jamie. So next is Billy Ray.
You know, first I'd like to say that with George, we shouldn't table this thing. You know, it's interesting that, you know, I didn't know anything about this when I came on the board. But they say that this thing has been around even before then and has not been dealt with. I can understand where Arlene is coming from. She first told you that if you, you know, she has to have responsibility and control of the finances of this organization in order for it to function efficiently. So, therefore, yeah, I am for disagreement. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right. Next is Jim.
Yes.
Leslie, I believe I asked to be on the stack also.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't hear you, Leslie. Go ahead, Jim, and then Leslie, you'll come next.
First of all, I really admire the energy that Arlene brings to this whole issue. I think it's the kind of energy that can help move us forward. The fact that we're discussing this tonight is very, very important. I think that we have to give it time. We have to think about it. We have to make sure that we're putting something in place that's going to really help our whole physical situation here. I don't think waiting and having more discussion about it and ironing it out will be a problem. I think we need to think it through. I think we need to look at what we have, look at what we're proposing, compare it to, and make sure that we come up with a procedure that is going to move this foundation forward. That's what I think.
Thank you, Jim. Next is Leslie.
And actually, Grace, I'd like to defer to the main motion. I didn't want to speak to the motion to postpone.
Okay.
Susan,
right.
I think.
Next is Susan.
Yeah, I would like to speak to the motion to postpone. The thought that we haven't given this enough thought is, in my mind, just stunning. Because we had the 2008 management letter. Audit committee had it, has done nothing about it all year. Management hasn't done anything about it. NFCI brought it up. We haven't done anything about it. We have two egregious examples of the difficulties of maintaining control and accurate reporting when checks can go here and there and everywhere. We have a broken financial management system. We have chaos at most LSBs. We have management turnover all over the place. This is a situation that is urgent, long overdue. We have good thinking from three people. Arlene has, we've had a week to think about it as a board and to research it independently. Arlene has checked with GMs. We need to act. We need to stop diddling around. We need to deal with this tonight.
Grace,
okay.
Could I get back on the bottom of the stack, Grace?
We have a limited amount of time. The next person on the stack is Jamie. I would say that we've had some back and forth on the motion to postpone. After Jamie speaks, I would entertain a motion to call the question on the motion to postpone, so that if we wish, we can speak to the main motion itself. But anyway, Jamie, you have the floor.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess a couple of things. The most important for me, I would like to hear, if LaVarne's on the call, I'd like to hear what she has to say about this as CFO. And also, I understand that we instructed Arlene to talk to the station managers. I'd like to hear what they have to say. you know, I believe the input of both of these parties is very important, are the CFO and the station managers.
I'll be glad to talk about that.
Okay, and also, you know, the point has been made, well, the stations are being punished. This isn't really a punishment. The idea that this is a punishment, you know, it's not the right way to look at it. And also the point has been made that, you know, stations won't get to spend the money the way they want to, that they won't have the latitude to spend money. And I don't see that either. You know, the money that comes in gets put back into their operating account, less financial services and payroll. And I suppose in a situation where the station wasn't bringing in enough to pay their expenses and central services, you know, some decisions would have to be made. If they're made now on an ad hoc basis in a way that nobody understands, at least this would give some knowledge of how these decisions are being made in the national office and presumably to the board. And as far as postponing, you know, the point was made, well, we're just doing this because one thing happened and we're rushing to judgment. You know, folks, this was predicted by our auditor last year. They said basically the very thing that happened would happen. They predicted this. So my question for you all that want to wait and look around some more and postpone, I mean, what are you waiting for? How many do you want to see other bad things happen? You want to see money get stolen and then we'll finally do something? You know, the time to act is now. This board has actually been looking at this problem for a long time. We know what it is, at least those of us that, you know, on the finance committee and stuff like this. We've been worried about the poor reporting and poor control for a long time. So I do think that the time to act is now and that, you know, postponing till a new board, until they get up to speed, you know, really would not help.
Point
but
of information.
I would also like to hear the input of the GM to
point of information.
Pardon me, folks.
Okay,
we are at time.
Okay, wait a second. Go ahead. What is the point of information, Lizette? Go ahead. How do I put this? I just want to ask the last speaker. I think I heard him say something about more money being stolen. Isn't it from above that we fell into problems with the check that drove us to this point? It wasn't the stations. It was senior officers from national office.
I'm not prepared to answer that question, but I don't agree with that perception. I would like to hear the answer to what I asked to the executive director.
This is LaVarne.
Okay.
I'm on the call. I was on the call at the beginning. Mr. Uzel, you must call my name.
LaVarne. I have two questions first.
Okay. LaVarne.
Yes.
Okay.
Madam Chair, since we're at time, I'd like to move that we extend for 10 minutes.
Okay.
Carolyn,
before we do that,
Grace, may I add my name to the stack? Carolyn, here.
Yeah. We're out of time, Carolyn. I think that let's just wrap up what Jamie requested. First of all, there's a motion to extend time for 10 minutes. Is there a second for that motion?
Second.
There's a second.
Okay, is there any objection to extending time by 10 minutes? Okay, hearing none. Two things. First thing, Lean, is do we have feedback on this proposal from the from all the GMs?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and all right, so why don't we take that first, and then we'll take LaVarne's input for us.
Okay. Grigsby and Duane have both told me that they think something like this is very necessary and that it's long overdue. Duane told me that, you know, he wished it went further into doing things like combining on some purchasing and some other things, and I agreed with him that as we go down the road, some of those things might be very good. For instance, maybe we could get a better deal on cellular telephone service if we were to have a deal that involved the entire network. Is it trying to force anyone to accept those services, no. But, you know, if we can save money across the board, that would be nice. But he thought this was a good start. Grigsby basically expressed the same thing. Laverne, she can speak for herself, but she's helped develop it, and she's representing WBAI at this point. Lem sent through her agreement today with just one comment that she wanted to be sure that the station, that the money that was collected by the station was for their account. And Bob had some reservations, and I sent him back comments on those and haven't heard any more.
Okay. Now, Laverne, can you give us your input, Laverne?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. I think that if you, basically with getting the feedback from the general managers, whose I think authority some people believe has been infringed upon by passing this motion, you see what their take is on it at this point. And I think just this is basically a means of housekeeping that will give give the foundation itself the again to have the accountability, the responsibility for the revenue where they are accountable, and in terms of the issue of why we are moving forward on this hastily and the $375,000 check, you know, if not depositing a $375,000 check, that really places the foundation in a very poor light in the fundraising community. If that doesn't cause you to act, I don't know what else will. So, you know, lessons are repeated until they're learned. And if the, again, the general managers understand that what we're trying to do is to let them, and people who are doing really well, they see that these funds are accumulating, the funds belong to each one of the stations, and that they have a better idea, and they have more support in enacting means to keep down expenses. You know, this is the support they need, because usually there is some balking by individuals or managers in terms of keeping spending under control. But if they see that the expenses or the funds that go into the account are based on what you've budgeted, that allows the GMs. That's why they would be for this, to implement the controls and to maintain the their costs and to actually work toward having a better performance than their budget, because again that goes to the reserves, that goes to projects which they didn't budget but you may need. So this is I don't think it's anything to in the past. I think that people hark back to this time when there was out of control, and that the listeners, as you guys are members on the board, you know that you did not have a position of authority, a governing authority in the prior board, but now you do, and this is where you can exert your authority. You can give the board where you are the board. You're the one you're the one that will make the decision. And I think that we should move forward on this. I think that as we go to the new board, that we have an instrument that we can use, that we can actually put processes and procedures in so that we can move forward successfully this year, and we can stop the continuing debate and just stalling and not doing things, but make this decision and move forward. So I support this.
Okay, thank you, Laverne.
Sean for the stack.
Okay, how about we can't discuss the motion until we either vote up or down the motion to postpone, the amendment to postpone. So why don't we go to a vote, a roll call vote, just to postpone consideration of this proposal until the in-person meeting in Washington, D.C. Richard?
Okay, this is a vote on the motion to postpone. George Ryder?
No.
Sandra Rowland?
I pass for now.
Wendy Shrell? Wendy, I can't hear you if you're there. Susan Young?
No.
Mia Bediako?
Yes.
Carolyn Burton?
No.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jamie Ross? Jamie?
I vote to postpone. I vote no.
Jim Brown?
Honey,
Grandma
needs to vote here.
I can't hear you, Jim.
Jim Brown votes yes to postpone.
Okay. AC Bird? Can't hear you, AC. You said King?
Yes.
Gray Edwards?
No.
David Beaton?
No.
Fia Wangaza?
No.
Sherry Gendelman? Sherry Gendelman?
No.
Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Joe Wanzala?
No.
Sean O'Brien?
No.
Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Rico Ross?
Abstain.
I think Sandra Rowland passed.
I vote no to postponing.
Okay.
And Wendy, my muter was
Wendy,
working.
Okay.
No. I vote no.
Okay. 5-4 and 14 against.
Sean for the stack, please.
And one abstention. Okay, so we have Leslie is the next person on the stack, and then Sean.
And George.
Carolyn on the stack, please.
Okay.
You still have Bonnie at the bottom after others who haven't spoken, right?
Okay, George and Bonnie will be on the number two stack after everyone who hasn't spoken speaks.
I wanted to speak to the main issue, and I...
You already spoke to the main issue, George.
No, I didn't. I just spoke to the motion to postpone.
Okay, no, you're right. You spoke to the motion to postpone. Because this postponed. That's right. Okay. So, Leslie, Sean, Carolyn, and George.
I also the main motion, Madam Chair.
Bonnie, you spoke to the main motion. You were the first person to speak to the main motion. The motion to postpone happened two people after you. So I'll put you on the second stack along with Mia. So we have Leslie.
Yeah, I have some questions about this, and other people have mentioned some of my reservations. But I'm concerned, one, if the station doesn't have sufficient funds, how does it still get issued the money to cover the budgeted expenses of the month? That is, you know, if its fund drive hasn't worked, what happens then and who makes those adjustments? Another question that I don't think this answers is, what if the station has a surplus? Does the station have control of those surplus funds? I'm also concerned in this motion, as it's written, that the National Finance Committee seems to have authority to change budgets, not the PNB as a whole, well, with the PNB, also the PNB. But I'm concerned that we're giving a committee of the PNB, as well-respected as it is, the authority to make changes that thus far we have reserved to the PNB itself. And those are my concerns, and if Arlene has anything to say to any of those, I'd appreciate hearing it.
Yeah, we're at time, and I'd like to move for 15 minutes, an extension of 15 minutes.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending time on this discussion for 15 minutes? Hearing none, we will extend time. Arlene, do you have a response to any of Leslie's concerns?
In terms of... if they don't have enough money to, you know, meet their budget expenses, it wouldn't be much different than it is right now. If it's a, you know, if it's an essential expense, we'd be looking for ways to help them through the crisis and to change things for the future so that this wouldn't be a continuing situation.
Does this guarantee the stations that they'll have the money for the budget ahead?
Well, are they guaranteed it right now?
No, but what this does is give its operating expenses guarantee. It seems to guarantee that stations have their operating expenses paid for or allocated on a monthly basis, regardless of income.
Okay. Would you like to respond to that, Arlene, briefly?
Within, reasonable accommodation, that would be the case. Obviously, if income is falling way behind, we would have to work with the station to work out some adjustments. And as it has in the past, unfortunately, central services are most often the first thing to go. In terms of surplus, that one's pretty easy. It goes into the station's account. It belongs to the station. And, they can recommend other expenses to have it transferred into the operating account to cover, something special or whatever. Or they can leave it to gain interest for a while against either a rainy day or an extraordinary expense at another time.
Thank you, Arlene.
I covered all of your issues. I might have missed something.
Okay, that's fine, Arlene. Sean is next on the stack.
Thank you, and I'd like to, after reviewing the PMB letter, I'd like to thank Arlene for coming up with this motion, but I think it only gets us about halfway there, and I'm almost sure that the new board is going to be picking up that other half, because, and maybe you can explain it to me, Arlene, maybe I missed something, but it doesn't talk about the motion that we're looking at right now. Doesn't talk about uniformed accounting practices, doesn't talk about our weak controls over purchasing. There's a lot of stuff in the auditor's letter that your motion, and it's understandable, of course, doesn't deal with. Do you see that as a chance to deal with these other material weaknesses at a later date? Is this just a starting point for you? And before you answer that, I must say that I am somewhat taken with the idea put forth by Ms. King and Mr. Wolf, the treasurer from PFW, on perhaps putting certain stations or individual stations in a trusteeship, because one of the things that trusteeship does is it does amount to accountability. Usually, if a station goes into a trusteeship or a union, I guess I should say, because that was the example that was used, usually that means that management goes through some changes so that these kind of things don't happen before. So, Arlene, let me just sum up by asking, do you see this as just the starting point? How are we going to deal with our lack of uniform accounting practices, our weak controls over purchasing, et cetera, et cetera?
I do see this as a starting point. I realize that there are many other issues that need to be dealt with. I tackled this first for a couple of reasons, one of which was the coming to light of, the $375,000 check and also the fact that the terms of the Leonard promised gift were not met, and so consequently for 2 years we have not received the second and third installments on that gift. I do see it as one of the means to begin to bring us into good accounting practices, yes. But I also see, as was just pointed out, that there are many other weaknesses that are going to have to be addressed going down the road. It concerns me greatly that the Pacifica National Board actually has the liability and the fiduciary responsibility to make sure that we're dealing with these funds in a proper manner. And they've delegated this authority to employees on the line and to local boards that really aren't responsible. And if something goes wrong and somebody decides to sue, it's not the local station that's going to be sued. They might be named, but they aren't going to be the main object. It's going to be the board members on the Pacifica National Board who didn't do their due diligence and follow up on a management letter and take control of the funding for Pacifica.
And maybe even individually, guys.
Okay, please. Nobody speak without being called on first. Would you like to be on the stack, Wendy?
May I just say
Arlene said everything I was going to say, so thank you.
Okay.
Ephia Stack.
Okay. Who was that?
Ephia.
Okay, Ephia. All right, next on the stack is Carolyn.
Thank you, Grace. I want to veer a little bit off of the focus of the last few speakers and point out that we have really, as Arlene said, delegated responsibility in a way that is not only dangerous but probably illegal. We need to take some responsibility here, and I'm thinking as I'm getting ready to leave this board of how much time we have spent discussing issues that could have been better dealt with by listening to the people to whom we delegated responsibility for presenting those issues. We have a finance committee. We have a CFO. We have an ED. We have an auditor. We have legal counsel, all of whom earn a great deal of money, especially, of course, the board. But why aren't we paying attention to them? We have a recommendation from the auditor how to avoid some liability. We have a recommendation from the Finance Committee, a very skilled group of people who have presented this. It's been worked on by the ED, by an extremely skilled and talented CFO, ED, and other people, Foundation Council. I sincerely recommend that the board back off and stop micromanaging and accept the recommendations of the people who have worked on this, know what needs to be done, are concerned about your and my fiscal responsibility and perhaps liability, and accept the recommendation. If it doesn't work out, we can revisit it in 2 or 3 months or whenever the next check turns up lost, and we have to figure out what in our process did not discover at this time. But I think at this point, we need to step back a little bit and accept the structure that we've created for ourselves, which is committee work and recommendations, and a very good auditor who has given us a reason, really, to save ourselves. So I'm suggesting that we vote for this without delay, not postpone it anymore, and pass it. If it turns out to be not workable, we will know that, and we can revisit it very shortly. So I'm going to vote for this, and I'm going to urge everyone else to please pay attention to the people we've delegated responsibility to and vote for it as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Carolyn. Next is George and then Ephia.
Grace, this is Nia. I asked to be on the second stack. It's Nia. I know.
George spoke to the postponement. George, I would ask that you be brief because I believe that you did also address the main
motion. I didn't say a word about that.
All right, I accept what you have to say. So it's George and then Ethea, and then anyone else who has not spoken will be allowed to speak, and then we'll go to a second stack, time permitting. George?
The problem that the auditors have addressed, which is that we don't have the business managers at the local stations making the kind of reporting to the national office that they need to do on a regular basis so that the national office really has accountability for the funds, it seems to me is addressed by this document, that the national office will have right in front of it the accounts received and will be able to see how much is in the accounts going out. The question about what to do with shortfalls, it seems to me, is handled by this contingency fund. It's not actually in this motion, but the stations can apparently put as much money into that as they want. They just can't replenish it if they spend it without approval. And it seems to me that handles problems of things that don't come up as it. I understand it to be intended. So I think, by and large, this is a motion in the right direction. There is one piece of it that Leslie referred to, which is the NFC is given power in this, which, as a committee of the PNB, I don't think it should have. I think we should just strike NFC out of that document, and I need information from you, Grace. Are we taking it that the motion on the floor is actually the document that that Arlene sent through the mail, or are we taking that the motion on the floor is what was put on the floor last time?